tired this morning, Cole, or this afternoon. I guess it's 12:06. I just woke up. I mean, yeah, whatever. It was a crazy night last night. It was absolutely nuts. There were so many important basketball games rolling that I'm recording things, going back and forth. It was crazy. And one of those huge games, this was a good one. Great game last night. The UNC Bears back in Big Sky Conference action, taking on Portland State. And it was a nail biter coming down to the stretch there. We'll get into, you know, the clip and everything with Matt Johnson. But joining us now, first and foremost, UNC men's basketball coach, head coach Steve Smiley. Coach, it's just good to see Bears basketball back in action this week, man. We got to see two games back in action.
Yeah, it sure is, Brady, and appreciate you having me on the show. But just being able to get back in the gym and being able to play and trying to finish our season out has been great. So it's been a good week for sure.
You guys had control of this game, but as we see, and you know, it's college basketball. Anything can happen. You never give up. I never stop watching a college basketball game. I don't care if it's 30-point lead, 40-point lead, whatever. You guys were running this thing, but Portland State made a monster push late, and I think Bears fans were getting a little nervous there. How crucial was that? Matt Johnson, my goodness. Matty Ice now, that's what we got the nickname going. I mean, what a huge shot late in that game.
Huge shot. I was nervous too, man. Not just the fans. I mean, it's when they got down to that play. I think it was about 37 seconds left, and they cut it to three. And I think that score stuck on 64-61. We were up for about the last 2 minutes. Nobody could score. We got good looks. They got good looks, and you know, we had to get one more stop. And in that last possession, we were switching everything, and we did a great job actually. And you know, Coor got switched up on their point guard. Forced him into a tough three. He didn't make it, and it was almost like the rebound, the Miami Heat and the San Antonio Spurs in Game 6, where there was that rebound that bounced around, and the ball spit out to Ray Allen for that three.
Mm.
And so we got the stop. The ball was bumbling around. You know, it hit everyone's hands. No one could secure it. They got it. They threw it to the opposite corner for a three for really their best shooter. And the kid hit the three. Give him credit. And so now it's a tie game. I think it was the first tie that we had. It was a close game. It was the first tie we had since, you know, early in the game. And for us to, you know, one, it's funny, like, everyone's like, oh, good job dropping that play. So, man, I was just trying to drop something to get us across half court with all that pressing. And, you know, we did a good job. We got it in. We got it across half court. And then just, you know, really, you know, putting Matt in the middle of the court with Bodie. Obviously, Bodie commands so much attention. And Bodie was ready, depending on how they guarded, to knock down the shot, too. But, you know, Matt took what the defense gave him. He hit a huge shot, and that was great.
Yeah, it was a big win, too, getting to see you guys back in action on Monday and then starting resuming Big Sky play. I mean, Coach, what does that mean? I mean, nobody knows what to expect when you're off like this, and we've seen this with pretty much every basketball team in the country, so no one really knows what to expect, especially when you get in a moment like that late in the game. Yeah, you're getting the rust shaken off, but it's still these late-game situations. We saw with the Nuggets last night too. The late game situations can make or break a team. So what was that like for you personally, Coach, just to get back in the swing of things this week and grab two wins while you're at it? I know we still got tomorrow, but getting a couple of wins under your belt, getting back in action.
Yeah, you're right. You know, you kind of go back to that late game situation. But yeah, I mean, you know, we've had so many close games, even just since Christmas, that, you know, we've won some, we've lost some, and you know, you look at the losses and you're frustrated, but then you know. Every game in this league could come down to the last one or two plays. And so for us to execute that, I thought was really good. And, you know, having a 24-day pause, I mean, we had 24 days between games, and really basically the whole month of February. And so even going to the game on Monday, you don't really know what to expect. And I think that our guys, when we finally got back, it was, you know, three guys and then five guys. And we had eight, we had nine, we had 11. We still don't have our full 16. But to finally have enough guys to compete and play, we've had some tremendous practices. Our guys got their edge. They've done a nice job, and I think it showed on the court in both those games. So it's just fun to be able to get back to this before the season wraps up.
It's just so strange. Again, UNC men's basketball coach joining us, Coach Steve Smiley. It's so strange because with these pauses, and like I said, we've seen it with everybody, It almost just feels like you're in limbo. Me as a fan, I'm like, wait, aren't we in basketball season? When do the Bears play? I can't imagine how that is for you guys, because we all know college sports, any sport at that next level, college level, pro level, it's all about repetition. It's about your program, your you know, everything that you do on a daily basis, a weekly basis, and then everything's just kind of thrown out of whack. I mean, that had to be like triple for you guys.
You're right. It's pretty much been that all year long. And, I think limbo is the right word. You know, you could think that you're playing a game, get to the game, and who knows, maybe a referee tests positive and they got to shut the game down. I mean, that's happened all across the country in terms of COVID. And, you know, it's just every time that you got to go take your COVID test, I mean, there's always a possibility that that test doesn't come out, you know, in the right direction. And we've experienced that ourselves. So it's really goofy, and I think this goes back to being grateful for any opportunity to play and compete. And it's hard to say, well, you just have to take the season with a grain of salt because there's not as much preparation. That's great, but at the same point, when you're out there, I mean, you're trying to win, and all that other stuff kind of goes to the side. So, long story short, it's been good, and we have another tremendous challenge coming up against Portland State again, but it's definitely been a good start to the week.
And we've seen this, too, with a lot of conferences that are doing this, Coach, where you play a team, two nights later you're playing that same team. And you've said it, everybody's saying the same thing, that if you win that game one, you better be ready because they are coming at you in that game two. And it just seems like it's a little more intense than a normal – even though you're normally playing these guys twice anyway, there's something to it playing them back-to-back.
Totally, yeah. It's totally different than that normal year where – you know, you might play somebody in late December that you don't play them again until middle February. And to go from that to going to playing, you know, two times in really less than 48 hours, 36 hours of the game being at noon on Saturday, we've experienced it where it's a lot different. And against anybody, like you said, you know, you better be ready to go. But I think especially with Portland State, they've had really good game twos. And the way they play, with all the pressing, trapping, crashing the offensive glass with five guys, you know, they're not going to change their system or anything. And you've got to, I think in game two, it's what's hard is the mental and the physical side of it. It's hard to say, okay, guys, you have to go do this again. You have to go break that press again for 40 minutes. You got to go, you know, block out at the highest level you've done all year because they're going to crash. And if you can do those, you're going to get layups and runouts. But if you don't, it's going to be a problem. And that's where I think if, you know, for the fans that at least looked at Portland State's game scores, wildly different. Some games against the same opponent. Game one, maybe they win by 7. Game two, they lose by 25. Or game one, they lose by 20. Game two, they win by 10. They've had some wild swings. So that's for our guys to say, hey, let's not think we figured this thing out here. Like, we're going to have to be ready to go at even a higher level of intensity.
Yeah, no question about it. It's been, like I said, it's been fun for fans, but probably more stressful for you guys. Coach, talk to us a little bit about Kuor Jokuch. What a fun player to watch. Watching him progress, and again, that progression was, like I said, it was like everything was in limbo for a little bit, but seeing him come down, you know, 11 points, monster on the boards, and it just seems like every game he's just getting a better feel, getting his body in there and finding ways to get rebounds.
Yeah, and, you know, Kuor's still just so young in the game in the grand scheme of things. You know, he's a kid that started really playing competitively in his last 2 years of high school. So he's only been playing competitively for about 4 or 5 years now, which is amazing to what he's doing. But it's a testament to his work ethic, and he's a really smart player, too. He's a tough player, he's a smart player, and he works really hard. And so, you know, with Kuor last night, I think the biggest thing is that I think that's probably a career high in minutes. Played 36 minutes last night. And, you know, at that tempo and that pace with all the pressing and trapping and up and down and being able to play without, you know, many breaks and then at the same point in time to rebound at that level was amazing. I think it's the best game he's played for us, maybe ever. I think it's probably the best game of his career. And still there's another level he can get to, and he knows that as well. But he was tremendous, and I think he really set a tone from a toughness standpoint, too, which is important against Portland State.
How difficult was, again, the pause presents different problems for every team. There can be a team that's smoking hot. They win six in a row. They got to go on a pause, and they think, well, that kind of knocked us off of our streak, our rhythm there.
Yeah.
And you, Coach, of course, this being your first year as head coach for the Bears, getting into that rhythm, finding yourselves as a team, you mentioned it. I mean, just getting everybody back, it's a weird year. How difficult was that for you, those challenges that presented themselves for you? You guys are trying to figure it out. You're getting a few wins here. You're rolling, and then suddenly you gotta take the pause.
It was really hard, you know. And obviously, it's been documented. I came down with COVID-19 myself, and so you go through this isolation, and then even after that, you know, we were kind of in just not able to do much for a while, and you get out of routine. And what was so good, even you know, the reason we scheduled that game on Monday, which I think was one of the smartest things we've done, is that the routine of it, the habit of it, you know, having a game day practice, having preparation, having a scout, having a team meal, having the timing of getting to the gym, having a warm up. But I think the worst thing we could have done is just say, okay, Portland State's our first game back, which would have been about a 30-day break, and to say, okay, you haven't played for 30 days, let's go play Portland State, who's won six of their last seven games, and they want to get up and down and play crazy wild. That would have been really hard when you compound that with, oh, here's just the basic habit of a game day. Here's when the meal is. Here's when the practice is. Here's when you got to get to the gym. You know, all that little stuff, it really adds up. So it was difficult. I mean, our first few days back, we had like four kids, five kids, and we're doing – it felt like it was summer skill workouts. It wasn't about any preparation. It was about getting guys back in shape and getting their skill level up, which is great too. But it didn't feel like late February, and so it's been a challenge for sure.
Now, Coach, when I first heard that, of course, wish you the best, and glad you're feeling better, glad this team is feeling better. Three more left, at least on the schedule. I have to ask, even if it's an obvious, are we expecting any more games, any makeup games or anything like that?
No, I mean, our schedule is pretty condensed now. You've got the Portland State game, and then next week, normal setting with Weber State Thursday, Saturday, and then we leave for the Big Sky Tournament the following Monday. So there's no more time for games to get made up, so long as we at least have these and keep it rolling.
Yeah, you look at this. You got, like you said, Portland State, that's going to be a battle on Saturday.
Yep.
And then Weber State to finish this thing out. And we know Weber State's what, I think 15-5, 10-3 in the conference, so a very good basketball team. You look at that and go, man, we want that. We want one of the top teams in the conference right before we get into the tournament.
I think so, absolutely. And I think just, you know, now that the heightened intensity of, you know, every game matters for seeding and, you know, kind of getting to the right position, and who knows, I mean, some of those things you can and some of those things you can't control. But I do think going into a place like Weber, our guys are going to be excited about that. Right now, they haven't lost a game at home all year, which is what a great opportunity to go in there and compete and really keep your edge right before the Big Sky tournament. I don't think we could ask for a better situation.
Well, Coach, I'm pumped. I can't wait. I can't wait for these next three games, but I'm really looking forward to how you guys do in the tournament. And it's good to have you back, Coach. We're glad you're feeling better. Glad the team's feeling better.
Sounds good, Brady. I appreciate it.
All right, Coach. That's UNC Bears head coach Steve Smiley. And, came down with COVID. They had a situation there. It was a weird deal with Northern Arizona. I'm not going to get into too many details there, but it was weird with Northern Arizona. Probably shouldn't have played that game with the way things have been going. But they played that first game, and then the very next game was canceled, and suddenly the Bears are in trouble. So it was a tough deal. But getting the Bears back in, had to ask, even though it didn't seem that logical. But then again, I mean, look what – this is what's weird about the Mountain West. They're playing – they're going to basically, the Rams are going to play every other game, every other day. They're going to play Saturday. They're going to play Monday. They're going to play Wednesday. And they're going to play Friday. So I had to ask, man, when you look at these schedules. But the Bears set to play against Portland State. That'll be right here on 1310 KFKA. 12 o'clock. Coverage starts at 11:30. And then they'll play next Thursday, the 4th of March, and the following Saturday. And that'll wrap up the regular season. And then we'll jump into the Big Sky Tournament where, if the Bears can catch fire, man, if they can get hot, they could be they could run this thing. They could go. I'll be curious to see, man. It's a young group still trying to develop. They have some vets for sure, but still trying to develop. I go back way back at the beginning of the season, and they battled it out with a team like Utah State. I mean, Utah State, we've talked about being on the bubble, a team that could potentially get into March Madness. Let's remember, UNC was right there and ended up losing by 13, but it was a tight game. So I think that that kind of shows you what this Bears team can do. But you've also seen some games where you're going, man, they should be able to win those games, right? They should be able to take that. We'll see. Finding out, you know, getting this team back in the groove this week has been important. And we do appreciate Coach Smiley jumping in. All right, we'll take a quick break here. It was a crazy night last night, though. You had UNC beating Portland State. My Thursday night special was a rough one, Colfax. Boise State sent it to overtime. I think San Diego State showed some holes there, but Boise State couldn't get the job done. That was a crazy game. The Buffs destroyed USC. Buffs are in, no doubt about it. They're moving up. Will it do anything in the rankings? We'll see. And the Nuggets. Oh, boy. We'll talk about that final play and what is going on. What's happening? Our first poll question, Power to Play Sports poll question, was, should the Nuggets trade Michael Porter Jr.? Do you just think it's not going to work here with Mike Malone and this group? It was one-sided. Basically, everybody saying no. So we changed it. Kyrie Irving's one is pretty adamant about changing the NBA logo to a Kobe Bryant silhouette. Should the NBA change its logo to a Kobe Bryant image? Yes, no, leave it alone. Or if you're going to change it, you got to put Michael Jordan on there. We'll be right back.
Think your bracket can win it all? Join the Hull Show's Bracket Challenge and hear the latest in hoops on 1310 KFKA.